Horlicks, the original malted milk, brings you Lum and Abner. It's a strange world, ours, isn't it? A strange world full of coincidence. You must have met up with many a one yourself. I know I have. Now, for instance, when my daughter was young, I had occasion to put her on Horlicks, the original, the self-same infant food that now sponsors Lum and Abner. It did a wonderful job. And here's the coincidence. I was so pleased, I remember saying to myself, if only I could tell the world about Horlicks. And look what's happened. As announcer on this program, that very thing has come about. So you see, when I urge you to give Horlicks the original a full trial, I have an extra special reason. It's not only because I know that Horlicks is a nourishing, building food. It's not only because I know that Horlicks is unusually easy to digest and a fine source of calcium and phosphorus and other elements essential for building sound bones and teeth. It's also because I brought up a child on Horlicks too, with outstanding success. You'll give it a trial yourself, I know. Remember, it's Horlicks. Horlicks, the original. And now, let's hear what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are certainly having their troubles. The old fellows now have in their possession $200, which they believe was stolen from the post office at Cherry Hill last week. They are afraid to take the money to the authorities for fear they will be implicated in the crime, and they have no positive proof of their whereabouts on this particular night. And they are very worried about keeping the money for fear that someone will find out they have it. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner over at the lunchroom waiting on Cedric Weehunt. Lum is out in the kitchen. And now stand by while we switch you to Pine Ridge. Listen.
What else for you, Cedric?
I reckon that's all, Mr. Abner.
Hey, we got some nice pie over there that Lum made.
No, Mom, I don't believe I care for it. How much do I owe you?
10 cents. Don't you want the rest of that soup?
No, Mama. Must not be very hungry today.
Well,
here.
Come back again, Cedric.
Yes, Mama will. Bye.
Goodbye, Cedric. Huh. I don't know. There must be something wrong with this soup, Lum. Even Cedric never ate all of his.
Yeah, I think I got a little too much salt in that batch.
I wish we had a good cook here.
Are you complaining about my cooking again?
No, Lum, but we're going to lose what little business we got if we don't do something around here now.
Well, I'm willing to hire somebody if we can find one.
Well, that fella that was in here this morning looked all right to me.
Well, he never to me.
Had some good recommendations. Every place he'd worked before said he was an uncommonly good cook. You read them letters yourself.
That's the trouble. They was too good. I got suspicious of that fella the minute he walked in here. I think he was a spy.
A spy?
Yes, sir. He never fooled me none. He's a detective, that's what he is.
Well, he said he was a cook.
Yeah, but we've got to be careful about who comes around here, Abner. Somebody catches us with that $200 in our possession, we won't have no use for a cook or a lunchroom or nothing else around here. We'll be taking our meals in a penitentiary.
I'll swallow. You're the worst scaredy cat I ever seen in my life.
Well, you would be, too, if you had any sense. I don't believe you realize you were just the same as sitting on a volcano as long as we got that money.
A volcano?
Yes, sir. Them bills is all marked, and the minute they catch somebody with them, they're goners.
Well, where did you get the idea we were sitting on a volcano?
Well, that's what this is, as long as that money's back there in that refrigerator. Luther Phillips told me this morning that it was 6 government men come out to Cherry Hill yesterday to investigate that robbery.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with a volcano, Lum? Them things is on top of mountains.
I know what they are.
Well, you sure don't talk like it.
I mean, no, we're in trouble. Something's liable to explode any minute. I wish to goodness that spud would never give us the money.
Well, he was just trying to do us a favor, Lum.
Yeah, but he didn't have to rob a post office to get it. Wait a minute. How loud did I say that?
I don't know.
And you can't tell who's hiding around here. Eavesdrapping. Who's that?
Where?
That fella crossing the street there.
Oh. Why? Oh, that's that drummer from the wholesale house, ain't he? He's out here every Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going in Dick Huddleston's store anyway.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah, I know him.
Abner, let's close this lunchroom up for a few days. Go fishing or hide out in the mountains or something. I tell you, I just don't believe I can stand this any longer. I'm so nervous and jumpy, I ain't myself hardly.
Well, we can't just close the lunchroom up and walk off, Lum. That would look suspicious showing up, then.
Well, let's get that money out of here, then. I can't stand this.
All right. Where do we put it?
Couldn't you hide it over at your house, Summer?
Yeah, sure, I can hide it away. But if Elizabeth happens to see it, why, she's going to want to know where I got it, and then I'll just have to tell her.
Yeah, that's right. That won't do. No, no.
Why don't you hide it over at your place?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I ain't going to hide it over there. I couldn't sleep at night showing up then.
Well, I don't think we ought to keep it in that refrigerator neither, but wait a minute. There comes Squire Skin.
Who?
Squire Skin.
Oh. I reckon what he's coming over here for.
I reckon he's coming over to get something to eat. You must forget we're running a restaurant here, Lom. You ask that about everybody that comes in.
Well, I don't want folks coming in here unless I know what their business is. There's too many detectives snooping around here.
Well, you know Squire ain't no detective.
I don't know. Leave out like it.